Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices. With Undercover Tourist, they're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Do we have something to talk about today? Because I have something to talk about.
Then that's what we're talking about.
Okay.
Okay, well, first of all, welcome to the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast.
Oh, yeah, should I have
We're
that?
Here with Garrett.
Yes.
There's Scary.
Look, shoving something in his mouth.
Scary.
Yeah.
Stop eating. There's Brody.
And Scary.
And there's Greg T.
Yeah.
And there's Danielle.
Hi.
Straight Nate.
Mm-hmm.
And we're joined by our friend Andy.
Andy's
here today. All right, so, okay, what do you want to talk about?
Okay, I would like to address something. T, don't be mad at me for bringing it up. I want to talk about our podcast for a minute, Fedge Ham.
Yeah, how is your podcast, Fedge Ham, doing?
So we have a little dilemma. Yesterday we recorded episode 2 of Fedge Ham. We think it's a great episode. It was very funny. We even called Greg T's wife Trish. It was very funny, blah, blah, blah.
Against my will.
Yes, but it was funny. There was a technical difficulty where Garrett's mic wasn't on. So you have T and I and Garrett sounding like he's in a foreign land. But it's fun. We can't recreate the podcast. And we're having a hard time finding time to sit down. We were going to do it today after this podcast. But T has to run because he has something that he has to do. And the rest of the week, we all have craziness going on.
Okay, well, can you hear him in the background?
You can.
I'm over here.
So we don't know if do we post it anyway?
Yes.
Okay, there's your answer.
But you need to let people know that Garrett is on the podcast,
he's just,
but you can't hear him.
Right. Garrett is in Tibet calling us.
Exactly.
I posted it. It's on iHeartRadio, FedCham episode 2. We know there's an issue, so no need to tell us the issue, but see if you can listen.
But you should probably post that it says that there's
an
issue.
Yeah, you got to let people know that there's an issue.
Okay, so now I have my answer. Oh, then you're off the hook, T. We don't have to record episode 3 until next week.
Okay, let's talk about how jankety your podcast is.
But it's very funny. And what's my new shoe? What's my shoe thing?
What?
What's my shoe thing called?
Danielle's Fedgin shoe.
Fedgin shoe. So every week I show you my Fedgin shoe and we talk about my shoe.
So Andy, just to bring you up to speed, they have a podcast called Fedge Ham. They wanted to come up with a title that has no meaning whatsoever.
Uh-huh. And we did a good job of that. Fedge Ham.
Yeah. Although, don't go to Urban Dictionary and look up Fedge.
Mission accomplished. The word Fedge on Urban Dictionary has a very sexual meaning.
What does it mean?
Female ejaculation.
But we didn't do that on purpose.
Who knew that?
Why would I want that with ham?
They didn't research that ahead of time.
And at this point, we're not going to change it. So just don't go to Urban Dictionary. Okay, that's what I say.
Okay, so it's Fedge Ham.
Yeah.
And so in episode 2, you'll hear Garrett, but in the background.
And there's a very weird thing that happens during episode 2, which I think it's very odd. So you know how Greg T. loves Bon Jovi. He loves Bon Jovi.
Yes.
So for some reason, Greg T. and Garrett, and at the time they were dating Trish and Garrett's wife, Allie, were on stage with Bon Jovi. Now, if you're on stage with your idol, you remember that. Greg T. has no recollection.
You have no recollection at all?
He doesn't remember it at all.
I swear to you, and this is true, and I'm not making fun of anything, okay? Recently...
Were you drunk?
Within the past couple of years...
Were you stoned? You were stoned.
No, I have started to feel like I'm losing pieces of my memory. And I've done some research on early Alzheimer's. And I think that I definitely am qualifying for a candidate that might in the future have Alzheimer's.
Wait,
and I'm forgetting.
What sentence did you just give us? You're qualified for what?
He's diagnosing it.
It's not like Publishers Clearing.
By the way, he told us this story yesterday.
There is a case. There is. I did not.
That's really me.
There is a case people are making that they are showing signs of early development of Alzheimer's.
Do you drink coffee out of aluminum pots?
By the way, it's not Alzheimer's.
Yes,
it is. It's not a Heimer that's owned by Al.
It's Alzheimer's.
It's Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's, whatever. So I'm developing Alzheimer's, and
first of all, it's not funny.
I don't think it's funny at all. My grandmother had it, and my mother had it.
This is the first time I'm actually admitting it to you guys. Anybody else? I've never told Trish. I've never told my parents.
So you're saying that you think you're experiencing some sort of dementia.
It's been happening for a couple of years.
But typically, and correct me if I'm wrong, Alzheimer's is usually a short-term memory. I mean, it's like recent memory loss.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
my mother, for instance, had Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. She could recite Chaucer word for word. But if you asked her what she had for lunch today, she had no clue.
My grandmother would tell us a story about how she met my grandfather and how they would go dancing and this ring he bought her and from years ago. But if she could not remember anything from the last couple of days.
So I can remember these big moments of my life.
Bon Jovi.
But that was years ago.
But to me, I guess it wasn't, and I forgot, and it's not there at all. Like, I can't even see it. I don't even know I was there.
Isn't there... the possibility that we've all forgotten things in our lives. I mean, it happens. Sometimes your brain just skips a beat.
My best friend at home, Mike Van Leeuwen, keeps telling me about these things that we did. And I'm like, Mike, we didn't do that. And he's like, are you kidding me? He goes, how do you not remember that?
How can you remember everything?
Well, the problem was...
I don't know.
I was telling Greg T. about this story, and he was telling me that I was a liar. He was like, why are you making up a lie?
So, no, I remember when you were on stage with Bon Jovi.
I never did.
And I have no brain.
No.
What are you looking up there, Nate?
I'm looking up some of the symptoms of Alzheimer's. Okay. It's very serious. And
it is.
Did you have a lot of head trauma? Did you hit your head a lot when
I did.
He did that on this show.
Well, on three different occasions, when I was playing ice hockey as a young child, I was rammed into the boards head first, right? Mm-hmm. And at that point is when the doctors actually think that's when my C4, C5 compression in my neck actually happened. So I have a C4, C5 compression in my spine, you know, in the very top area of the neck.
Yes.
So that's that one. Then I was in a massive head-on car collision when I was in Middlesex Community College. I didn't even know you guys yet. And I was thrown through the windshield. I didn't have a seatbelt on. I slammed my head into the windshield, and they were lucky. I was lucky to survive the accident.
I didn't know this.
I woke up on the ground staring up at a red light, and it was blinking, and I'm like, oh my God, did I do that? And then the cop was like, no, she ran the red light and hit you head-on.
And what's the third one?
And then the third time, we decided to go swimming in our neighbor's house, me and my buddies, when they weren't home. They were on vacation, and they left their pool open. So we figured it was a hot day. Let's go swimming. So I jumped in, and it was the shallow end. And I smashed my head.
You're
lucky to be sitting here breathing today. So maybe that could be some explanation why you have spotty memory.
Yeah, and this is not a joke. This is legit.
No, one's saying you're joking. Yes, Brody.
What about the time we tested the limits of football equipment and we put a helmet on him and shoulder pads and we hit him in the head with a bat?
Right, that happened as well, yes.
Add that to the list.
He remembers that.
I really think you should go, if you think you're experiencing symptoms, go see a doctor.
Yeah. Okay, now I've talked to a doctor. And the doctor keeps telling me that the more that you kind of say, you know, I need to get tested for this, I need to get tested for that, is the more that they're going to find stuff. So he's like, unless you're willing to really go down that road, you should be...
So you're saying, let's not open the hood. Let's not see what's under there. Let's just leave it alone.
But if the stuff exists, why would you want
to go to the doctor to find out stuff?
Well, not you don't want
he's
to
not going
to
tell you anything that's not already there.
Well, guys, the thing is, look, I'm not a doctor, but if he went to the doctor today and the doctor said, well, yeah, because of head trauma, you have spotty memory, what's he going to do? Right. I mean, is there a pill he can take to bring back his memory? I think he's way far gone.
But I think if you go and they do certain things to see if you are in early stages of dementia, and then I think there's things they can do nowadays for preventative to help you not get too far gone.
Well,
you can catch it early on, I think it's better.
I know that I... love to take ginkgo biloba, but I don't remember where I put it.
Oh, really?
Great tea. Say what Elvis just said.
Ginkgo biloba? I don't know what that is.
I can't pronounce it.
Ginkgo biloba?
What'd you say? I don't know what it's called.
Elvis is correct.
Ginkgo biloba.
Anyway, so how many people do you know who are afraid to go to the doctor to find out the truth? The thing is sometimes you go to the doctor, you can actually prevent. You can prevent disease from spreading, and you could actually prolong your life. Yeah. You know that, right?
Greg T. once said, I don't want to go to the dentist because I might find out I have cavities.
Yeah. Right, because then they got to give you Novocaine.
No,
who wants all that?
It's
a waste of a day.
What happened? What happened?
I've had many root canals.
He waited. He had a root canal. Right. He was in excruciating pain. It cost him lots of money.
Which is more
money.
Head trauma.
Right.
What else?
Well, no, I kind of know what you're talking about now. Because I was just saying about 30 minutes ago, I was talking about 23andMe. And I sent away 23andMe, my saliva, to get checked for, you know, your ancestry. And I also did the health thing.
Yes.
So they'll tell you if you're susceptible to, you know, predisposed for cancer or things like that. And everybody here, I sent my spit in at the same time as everybody else here. I have yet to get my results back. Uh-oh. Everybody else has gotten the results back. So
he thinks they're avoiding getting in touch with
him. I think they found some weird genetic flaw. And there's probably five people sitting at a table right now at 23andMe's headquarters going, I don't know how we're going to talk to this guy. Yeah, we can't just email him.
You call Nate. No, you call Nate. Yeah. You tell him he has this disease.
They found something, and they're scared to tell me.
That's interesting.
Well, no, they don't know you. They don't care.
If
there was something wrong, they would have contacted you.
There's somebody with a conscience. I don't know. I just feel like I should have gotten my results.
Right, let the guy live. He's fine.
So I know what it's like. I kind of don't want to know now.
Right. I agree.
As long as you don't know, you're not dying.
I haven't been able to move my bowels the regular way.
There we go.
For the past 2.5 weeks.
Okay, this is... what does this have to do with anything?
Wait.
Do you think your bowels forgot how to operate?
Can you read that? You might want to have him read the text he sent to his doctor.
Okay, I'll read this.
Elvis, Greg T texts his doctor. Yeah. He doesn't call his doctor. He doesn't go see his doctor.
No, I got this. So he sent this text to his doctor.
Right.
Hey, it's Greg T. Sorry to bother you. I got issues. Ready, colon. Haven't crapped properly. This Friday will be 2 weeks. I used to be regular, morning, afternoon, night. Nice size logs. He goes on to tell his doctor via text, my gas smells like something is rotting. Something has happened. I have hemorrhoids maybe from the gym, maybe from strenuous pushing.
Right.
And my anus itches like crazy.
Seriously?
Use those metric bars?
Wait, let me finish. May I continue the text he sent to his doctor? What the hell is wrong with me? Okay, now start laughing. Am I dying? Is it colon cancer? When I do go, it's a mix of sometimes diarrhea, sometimes little bits, sometimes long, skinny bits.
Oh, my gosh.
I still
really?
Have a, I still have a decent appetite, he goes on in the text. Not throwing up. I don't feel nauseous. But this is serious. I can't figure this out. Is it blueberries? I eat a ton of blueberries.
I love blueberries.
Is it chocolate? I eat a good amount of that, too. Is it strawberries? I love them as well. I can't figure it out. Can you help? Is this too much?
Okay, sent that to your doctor.
That was a text he sent. Okay, so did the doctor ever reply?
Yes, he replied, can you call me? So I called him, and I told him, I said, what is wrong with me? And
What did he say?
He said, well, you know, it can be a mix of a lot of things, but you know, if we go up there and we start finding things, you're going to be on a road of recovery, and it'll be a long road. He said, at 40...
A doctor told you that?
He said, you're supposed to go get your colon checked at 40, but then it got pushed back to 45, and then it got pushed back to 50, so he said, so you're really not there yet, did he really check the colon?
No, you should go get everything checked.
Go get it checked.
So then he said, I should take Myalax, so I've been taking Myalax as stool softener, so that's been giving me diarrhea.
Is your stool softer?
Yeah, a little bit, yes. Okay. And then also I'm taking the, what is it called?
Dukalax.
No, the other one was the other thing. It's a fiber. Dukalax. A fiber one. I'm taking that too. And a lot of this. So I'm like gassy. I'm exploding.
Have you pooed?
Not fully though. I've been pooing still. Like diarrhea poo.
Oh, why am I in this room?
Remember, Danielle, yesterday what happened? I really farted.
Okay, wait, hold on. What?
I really hope this episode is not sponsored by anybody.
Remember at the beginning of the podcast where Fedge was disgusting?
Yes. All right, so we have 2 minutes left. It seems like an eternity.
Well, we also learned Greg T has eye issues, too, yesterday.
What's wrong with your eyes?
Because an email went out asking for an eye doctor endorsement, and Greg T admits, I've been avoiding getting eyes checked for the fear of looking ugly with glasses, but I do feel my eyes are going. So he's been losing his eyesight now for a good 4 to 5 years.
You are falling apart.
I know I can't read.
You can't read. You're pooing.
Yes, I can't see.
When was the last time you went to the Wait. When did you go to the doctor for a physical last?
It's been a couple of years.
Well, you gotta go every year,
dummy. But all they do is bang on my knee with a rubber mallet.
No, you know what? You need a different doctor.
What kind of a doctor? Not one that you text and they diagnose you.
A doctor should not tell you, you know what? We shouldn't check you out because we may find something wrong. That doesn't sound like a very good doctor to me.
You got him on Groupon.
It's a horrible doctor.
1-800-DOCTOR.
Is this a Groupon doctor?
My grandfather died of a heart condition. He died at 53. And I'm really nervous that maybe I'm going to have this heart condition.
Well, go get a check.
But I know, but shouldn't you check just to see?
Well, I only get, my heart only like skips a beat a couple of times.
Only when you take a dump. No,
only when I take C4. That's the workout medicine. So when I take
that's explosives.
Don't take it.
Remember
he eats C4?
When he eats M80.
He buys that stuff out of a trunk.
Okay.
Remember
the time Greg T was buying vitamins out of the trunk of a car? All right, this is the dumbest podcast we've ever had.
We should put a disclaimer about how disgusting it is.
Have you put, you eat those Metrics bars and all those protein
I stopped
things?
Eating Metrics. I do the C4.
It's all chemicals.
I do the C4 stuff, and the C4 stuff, it just makes me go like this, and then my heart starts to jump.
Oh, thank God it's over.
It doesn't, like, you know?
This has been the...
What? I didn't want to do this. I was going to leave. You guys brought me into this.
This has been the worst podcast ever.
I got to go to Home Depot. It's for real.
I'm warning them. You're on your way.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices. With Undercover Tourist, they're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network. Work.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.